Craft must have clothes, but truth loves to go naked.
Chief Wampum took Jack and Mojo on an elevator ride. When they arrived and the doors opened into what was once an alchemist's old laboratory, standing there, busy over his instruments, acting as though nothing had ever happened, was none other than...
Dr. Mazzulla!
Good Lord! Aren't you supposed to be dead?
How did you come back?
I didn't.
What?
I didn't leave.
Yes, you did. I was there. You said you weren't coming back, ever.
True.
I even tried to bargain with the Lords of Death, and they said, no way, forget it.
But you forgot.
What?
I am an alchemist.
Yeah, but...
Oh, man, he did it.
I don't get it.
Like he said, he's an alchemist.
Dr. Mazzulla, you don't mean you actually found the alchemist's stone?
Close.
How close?
Very close, but...
No cigar?
No cigar.
So you mean you didn't find the path to eternal life?
No, but I found an extension.
Well, that's something.
Indeed.
What did you find?
I'd rather not say right now, but maybe one day.
Dr. Mazzulla, what have you been doing here? And why didn't you...
You know what? I will say this much. I vowed that if I was given a second chance, I would devote my life to helping others.
What others?
Humanity.
Helping humanity do what?
I have used my alchemist skills combined with my knowledge of biogenetics to create an organic substance that lives and that breathes.
For what purpose?
To build a living house.
What's a living house?
It's a house that heals itself.
It does what?
It repairs itself.
But you mean it's alive?
It's alive.
Well, it doesn't breathe.
I said lives and breathes.
Does it eat?
Of course.
Yeah. And just what does it eat?
Air.
It eats air?
Breathing air, breathing light is a form of eating. Breathing is very nourishing.
Are we talking about that big mushroom?
Did you know that the Mask Man hollowed out that thing?
Of course I know.
So, you two are in cahoots.
He has been of great assistance to me.
And what about Wham Bam? Did he know?
Mm-hmm. He knew.
What about that dragon?
A chance the guardian of my gates.
And that bell.
What's that?
You know, Saved by the Bell.
Remote controlled.
So that's why no one was around when it rang.
What about that old computer up in the tower?
I'm ascending clues.
And the foghorn.
What foghorn?
Well, the one everyone hears, but no one knows where it's coming from.
I know nothing about that.
Listen, Dr. Mazzulla, what I want to know is why the big secret? Why didn't you just tell me that you were alive and dwelling down here inside this mountain?
Because you won't put a stop to my experiments.
Look, if I knew it was just mushrooms you were growing, well that's fine. But it's this weird energy that you've unleashed. I mean, wouldn't you say that things have gotten a bit out of hand?
It's true. We're bouncing off the ceilings up there in that old house.
I thought I could control it.
But you can't.
Well, not yet.
Madame Trunknose thinks it's some pagan god.
It may be.
You're kidding.
That's an ancient energy. Aberdeen MacGregor apparently chose this site because of this remarkable energy.
Did you hear something?
Oh, it's time to feed Serafina.
Serafina?
The dragon.
Uh-oh.
But what exactly do you feed a dragon?
Dr. Mazzulla's own special formula, dragon kibbles.
Dragon kibbles?
Come on, boys. It's her chow time, but don't try to pet her.
No problem there.
Mojo, what do you think is in Dr. Mazzulla's special formula dragon kibbles?
I think if we're smart, we won't ask.
All who snore are not asleep.
As we look on that old mansion of Inverness, we see Jack, Mojo, and Dr. Mazzulla in the kitchen, standing in the shadow of a giant espresso machine, sipping their mean cups of cappuccino.
So, You believe the return of the saint's bones may affect the Gnath?
Well, you saw what happened when we measured the energy coming from that thigh bone.
Yes, it was impressive, but that is but one small bone.
But Jack said little Frida has the complete saint.
Yeah, she does. She has all of St. Seymour's bones stashed away somewhere.
But how will that help? Little Frida is in the fourth tower.
Well, she said she's going to bring the bones back to Inverness.
Okay, but when? The way this earth is trembling, Inverness might not be here by the time she gets here.
I know. And even if I go back in that tower, I don't know where to look for her. And then there's that bimbo character. She almost bit my head off, remember? And her father, the king of the Rakshasas, if he gets his claws on me again, I'm...
Too bad little Frida doesn't have a cell phone.
Yeah, I know. In this day and age, you'd think... Oh, well. And look at this place. There's cracks in the walls, and the plaster is falling off the ceiling, and look at this kitchen. We've had to tie the cupboards shut because the dishes keep floating away, and old Art has been going around nailing the furniture to the floors. Well, there has to be some way to... Dr. Missoula? He's awfully quiet.
I think he's thinking.
Well, oh, God. This coffee is putting me to sleep.
Oh, that's because it's decaf.
Oh, decaf. Oh, no wonder. Well, I'm going to let you two think about all this. I haven't slept for days. Hey, wake me up when you figured it all out, okay? Decaf. Oh.
Well, Dr. Missoula, what do you think? You got any thoughts? Missoula? Funny you should say that. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Evie.
Yes, Madam Trunknose?
Please, sit down.
Yes?
I want you to understand that your dancing at the temple is the most natural thing for you to do.
It is?
Oh, of course. In Bali, the importance of the dark as well as the light is honored in the dance. See, they know that by recognizing and giving the dark an outlet, letting a wild dance to happen in a sacred area allows those energies to be released from people. Energies that might otherwise create conflict, aggression, and so forth. They let them be released, and they work with it. It restores balance in a healthy and healing way.
I didn't know that.
But in our Christian Judaic tradition, we don't allow it. We condemn it. Children are censored from the time they go to school, and we label inappropriate these wild energies that are so much a part of us, that are a part of the pagan field that have to do with energies of the earth, the goddess as represented in the Celtic days. Oh, with ceremonies and rituals they would celebrate, they would give expression to these energies because they knew that the goddess would be relentless with them. Unless it was expressed. Oh, the light can only be expressed by opening up and going through the darkness. That is the purpose of the Dark Night of the Soul. That's the Balinese culture, where they dance with wild energy to right a balance. In the Indian culture, we call it Kali. Now, Evie, you must lay the blade to the root, which opens up all the darkness which gets right to the root of repression of our darkness and our illusion and clears it out. You must open up the ego so the ego is no longer in the way of the light. You can take the limbs off the tree one at a time, the personality and the fears coming from the ego, or you can go right to the root, lay the axe to the root and fell the tree, and let something that is fresh, that is underneath, that's sprout of life. Your truth, Evie, your light,
Let it come out.
Meanwhile, up in his bedroom, Jack falls asleep, listening to Mojo's piano softly tinkling downstairs. It seems like he's asleep for no more than a few minutes when he hears a soft, sweet, enticing voice calling to him.
Jack, wake up. Look at me.
Jack slowly opens one sleepy eyelid. Hovering above the bed, looking down on him, is the gold-painted mask of the Madonna Vampira.
What the heck? That laugh is coming from that mask.
It's me, remember?
Are you trapped in there?
Don't be stupid.
It really is you.
Well, who else would I be?
You could be that bimbo character.
Who?
Oh, never mind. Where are you?
In my lotus land.
You can't actually see me, can you?
I can feel you.
Really?
Can you feel me?
I don't think so.
Oh, wake up. Come on.
Okay, I'm here. What's up?
Jack. Do you miss me?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, as much as anyone can actually miss a vampire.
You know, I'm not a real vampire.
Oh, no?
I don't drink blood.
Oh, no, you get right to the essence, don't you? You just slurp up one's energy.
I don't slurp.
Well, suck.
So do you.
My energy comes from eating food, not other people.
Have I ever taken a bite of you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you have.
I was just being playful.
Oh, come on. When we first met, you tried to suck me dry.
I did not.
You were seducing me and draining my energy at the same time. I mean, what do you call that?
Well, I was testing you.
Testing me? Don't you mean tasting me?
What's the difference? And anyway, that's all past.
Is it?
Of course. We became good friends, remember?
Well, yeah, true. Okay.
Do you miss our friendship?
Maybe. A little.
Do you miss me?
Well, I sort of have been thinking about you.
I know.
You do?
I can feel you.
Well, I must admit, Inverness just isn't Inverness without the good Madonna Vampira lurking about inside the walls.
Well, do you want me to come back, Jack? You miss our friendship, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but how can I trust you?
We're friends, and that's what a friend is, someone you can trust. I can be more than a friend. I can be whoever you want me to be.
Yeah, I'll bet you can.
I can.
Look, the last thing I want is for you to be whoever I want you to be.
Why?
Because then you'd be predictable. And that's exactly what I like about you. I never know where you're coming from. And right now, you're coming from a mask.
Well, let's be friends again.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Well, tonight, put my mask on the pillow next to you, and I'll see that you have some very friendly and pleasant dreams.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't think you can.
She's probably right.
All I've ever wanted was to snuggle up to you and be your dearest friend.
Madonna, dearest.
I only wanted your warmth, your affection, your strength, your wisdom.
Your mind, your body, your energy, your
ask
soul.
Ask me to come back, Jack.
Why do I have to ask?
Because then I'll know that you want me.
Can I think about this?
No.
You promise to be good?
Of course.
Really?
I promise. You have no idea how good I can be.
That sounds like the Madonna Vampire. All right.
I'll be seeing you. In all the old familiar places. Bye.
Am I going to regret this? Oh boy, am I ever going to regret this.